this is Cara Marinucci.
And I'm Erin Johnson.
Welcome to our new podcast series, Meditation, Music, and Wellness. Erin and I offer workshops and training on the healing power of music, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches.
Today we're going to be talking about the meditation practice called loving-kindness. Loving-kindness is a mindfulness meditation practice that cultivates a sense of compassion and care for yourself and others.
Sharon Salzberg has written extensively on this traditional practice. Her first book, Loving Kindness, offered an in-depth study. Her later books, A Cup of Kindness and A Force of Kindness, focus on making this practice more accessible to the general public, and each include a CD with loving kindness meditations. Her most recent book, Real Happiness, The Art of Meditation, provides a 28-day course on developing a meditation practice.
Yeah, and we were fortunate enough to be able to attend one of Sharon's recent Dharma talks in Charlottesville, Virginia. The Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville had invited her to provide a talk for the community. Loving kindness meditation is a practice that involves the repeating of phrases such as, may I be filled with loving kindness, may I be well, may I be peaceful and at ease, may I be happy. Now, the exact wording is not as important as the intention to bring these well wishes to yourself and others. We first repeat these phrases several times for ourselves, and then we repeat them for others. And these folks include a mentor or a teacher, a loved one, a neutral person, such as someone we passed on the street this morning, also a person we have some difficulty with, and finally, we send loving kindness to all beings. In this way, we open our hearts and minds to ourselves and others, bringing care and compassion to all.
We are so glad to share this meditation practice with you today. We will ring the chime to begin and end the meditation. Take a moment now and close your eyes and bring your awareness to your breath. As you notice thoughts, just name them thinking. And gently return your awareness to your breath in the present moment. Now, bringing your awareness to yourself, send loving kindness to yourself using the phrases. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. And silently repeat these phrases or similar well wishes to yourself for a few moments. Now bring into your awareness someone who has been a teacher, a mentor, and send them loving kindness as well. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. Now bring into your awareness a loved one and send them loving kindness. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And now, bring into your awareness someone who is a neutral person for you. You may not even know their name. They may have passed you on the street, or you've seen them in your comings and goings. And send them loving kindness. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And continuing to focus on your breath, just gently and lightly, as you bring loving kindness to the widening circles, bring your awareness to someone you have difficulty with. And in the tradition of not putting anyone out of our hearts, send them loving kindness. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And finally, send loving kindness to all beings everywhere. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. And allow yourself to gradually open your eyes and just noticing your experience.
And as you slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings, just noticing also any shifts in your experience, any quieting of the body or mind. I know when we present this practice in our workshops, many people say that they feel calmer, more centered, that their heart feels more open, and that they were very touched by the practice of sending loving kindness to themselves and others. Interestingly, some also say that they had some difficulty sending loving kindness to themselves because they don't feel very deserving right now. Others may have difficulty sending loving kindness to a person they have difficulty with as they are angry with them. This is normal, as our ego can be very judgmental of ourselves and others. But this practice is about connecting with your true nature, the place that does not judge, the places that recognizes that if all beings were filled with loving kindness, there would be more compassion in the world. That's this practice.
Yes, yes. And I find the practice of loving kindness meditation does enable me to be kinder to myself and others. Aaron, do you find that's true for you?
Absolutely. It also makes me feel calmer too, and just feels like it just opens my heart more to myself and others too.
And we hope that you've had that experience with us today as well. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast on loving kindness. Please feel free to listen repeatedly to this podcast to become more acquainted with this simple yet profound practice.
And please also visit our website, www.integrativemusicinstitute.com, which is in the process of being updated. For more information on our work and our workshops. In addition, you can also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Integrative Music Institute, where we will have other resources available as well on places like the Insight Meditation Community of Charlottesville and other resources like Sharon Salzberg, who provide some very helpful hints and practices in the area of loving kindness.
Thank you for joining us today. In 2 weeks, we'll return with a focus on poetry as meditation.
Until then, be well.